This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so obviously I know you two are going to be disappointed. A big thing that people love about doing this show is that they get to sit and listen to Hayes and I tell a really long story at the beginning. I think you two in particular have always really... Just being an audience for that.
Like clapping and like...
Oh, of course.
Just laughing and loving it.
Yeah.
Traditionally, yeah, that is a great part of the show. We don't have time to do that anymore. And during tri-month, the third month of the year, which is March, where we have a triumvirate of podcast presences, the boys and two guests, Mary Holland, Lauren Lapkus, we have been trying to and are very far behind in recording a new series that's a really exciting project. Also, a lot of our time has ended up being dedicated to just like catching people up on the idea and like where we are in the story. Do we need to do that?
I just want to say, I just say like, hi, like,
Let's say hi.
Good. Hi. And
like, oh my God. It rocks to see. It rocks.
It's
I'm sorry.
Great
my
to
energy
see both
sucks.
Of you.
No, it rocks amazing. To see you guys.
And yeah. I know. And like, it is great.
I would love to catch up. I'm at like an honestly devastating time in my life because of how behind we are on this project. I had like really like a lot of ambition for it, which normally I'm like, I'm an INFP, so like
say no more.
Yeah.
Right? But and like you get these big dreams and you're like, no. Like this is like you're being like,
right.
Stupid.
That's the FP.
Like,
that's the FP.
Right.
I think I'm an ENFJ.
Yeah, and I'm an INFJ.
JKLM.
Yeah. I'm in PAIN right now because of what's happening from these past few episodes. I'll tell you that. That's what I am.
I mean, Mary and I have been listening and we talk about it every week.
We have a standing appointment where we have coffee and we just sort of catch
up. Oh my God. This is awesome. Like, you guys know what
you talk about it?
Yeah.
Because
of course.
Well, I always wanted to say my favorite part and then she's always trying to say her favorite part.
Yeah.
Talk over each other? You're so excited?
You've been listening to
the. Wow.
So you heard.
That's
we
really
love
nice.
It. It's so
That's,
fucking good.
I've been so
it's
sad
so
about it.
Good.
You've been sad?
Why have you been sad?
I've We've been devastated.
Why?
Oh my God.
No one. It's so good.
No one so comes good. On the show. No one listens to the previous episode. No one knows what it's about. I have to spend the entire time recapping it. I'm
That's
listening
insane.
To myself recap it. I'm like, I don't know about that. Like,
I
is
don't,
this
yeah.
good?
I'm getting less confident in it. And last episode, we even had these guys, Jeremy and Rajat, who aren't even anything and are just like supposed to be basically our fans. And they hadn't heard it. They didn't know anything about it.
Oh, wow.
Everyone asked the same questions, which is as soon as I say that Dax Shepard is alive, that in the year 3010 where it takes place with like, as you know, all this, as you listen to it.
Of course. Yeah.
Everyone talks about like how he got in this fight with like Hasan Minhaj, which I wasn't even really following, and I guess he like Hasan Minhaj called him ugly or something.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
We have to spend half the episode just like catching people up on where the beef between Hasan Minhaj and Dax Shepard is in the year 3010, which is like not supposed to be a really big part of the story.
No, and I mean, it's crazy though, because you're saying like you feel like you've been feeling bad that people aren't listening, but when we listen, we love hearing you recap it. Not that we're going to make you do that today because we know it so well.
Because we know everything and you don't have to say anything.
But like, it's so funny when you guys recap it.
Oh God,
no.
That's making me.
No,
should I just do like a couple parts?
Why don't we recap it?
Yeah, how about we recap?
I mean, if you think you actually,
I think.
Oh
we
my
know.
God, it'd be
right,
so
Mary?
Easy. Yeah. Okay. Fade in.
Well, I mean, one thing I would
say
is that
it was one thing that doesn't happen. I just want to say because it is a podcast, and that's really hard.
No, I know.
We really struggled to do that.
I was just saying that, like I was just like, we're going to start the recap now.
I just like really, I love that it's grounded sci-fi based in reality. Like, that makes me feel really
Thank you, and it's hard sci-fi as well.
That. Oh, my God.
And it's really hard sci-fi.
No one else got that.
Right. No, that was such a hook. It pulled
this has
right
been
in.
Blowing over people's heads. It's going way over their hairspray.
It's the year 3010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
you know,
how
and
I say it too.
Yeah. And it's obviously like everybody's given a podcast at birth.
Oh,
like, what
see,
else do you
I
know?
Say it 3010.
Interesting.
Wow. That's cool.
But that's really neat that the listeners can bring their own power to
you
that.
Could say 3010.
We love empowering the listener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really good. Well, that's honestly, as a listener, because I do consider myself a listener first and foremost, I feel really empowered.
I consider myself a woman and then a listener.
I'm a daughter. I'm a listener. And I'm a friend.
I'm a sister.
I'm a woman after that.
Mm. I am a dog owner.
I'm an ex-girl.
Oh, yeah. Former girl.
Mm. I'm a gamer.
Current woman.
I should start over. I usually put, okay, so I'm a podcaster. I'm a daughter. I'm a listener. Mm. I'm a friend.
I'm the definition of a boss. I'm total boss moves. All wrapped up in a tight little package.
Oh, God. I don't know.
I'm on the... I don't know what this title is called, but I'm like on the list of people who are allowed to fax jokes into Weekend Update.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's elite.
I'm a yes, and I am not. I am a rejected joke.
So, I love that we have all this time to like really get record.
I
some
love
lines.
Having so much time
for like
yes. great.
For like this the next installment and like to be able to like really get your parts down and like to share some ideas for like where this story could go. But I'm also
we're a little lost.
Yeah.
Because the guests have been so difficult to record with. We haven't gotten a lot of the pieces of the story that we need. Mm-hmm. And we have gotten pieces of the story that we don't need, but have to use.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's knocked us slightly off course, and we would be pretty grateful to have any kind of input or help.
Well, I guess my first question is, do you still want us to keep recapping? Because I feel like we didn't really get through what it really...
We got so lost in how you define yourselves. Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of important just to say a little more about that. So like, obviously, we know that in this world... People like Anna Faris and Mike Mitchell, these are like legends and they're taught about in history class, just like MLK or somebody like that.
Right.
And people will like guest hunting.
Oh, I can say it.
Sorry,
so like
I'm crying.
No, I know it's really moving. People will guest on each other's show. And that's like the form of like currency. That's like a
it's
dollar
like a currency.
That's like a dollar.
That's like $1.
$1 is a guest doing a guest.
Four quarters.
That's right.
Yes. And Sean and Hayes obviously do it just for fun because they're not really.
Yes.
Yes. That's the whole thing is like, we're not like obsessed with like getting into freaking iTunes top 200. Like we're like actually
no, you
just
do it
doing
for
it.
The joy of the craft.
Yeah.
Yeah. If people like it, great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That rocks. Like, oh, that's nice. They like it. That's so cool.
Well, and I really loved the conversation you had with your podcasting mentor, obviously. All of our podcasting mentors, Scott Aukerman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And everyone has her individual Scott Aukerman AI, like in her, who they can...
They can have sex with.
They can have sex with.
They can have sex with, yeah.
It works like that now.
Right.
That's the grounded element.
That option's available. Yeah, that's part of what makes it such hard sci-fi.
That's where you pull from real life and you incorporate that in your art.
I call Scott her and I have sex with him.
And that's your choice, you know, and everyone has that option.
Anyway, so I liked how like Scott told you to keep your chin up because you guys were kind of feeling discouraged.
Yeah.
But he did say never
this
listen to your own
funny.
Show.
Your own show.
It makes
never
you crazy.
Listen to your own show.
And that's
crazy.
So,
it makes you so
true.
Make you
that's what that's what he says.
He doesn't listen to his own show.
And you guys have a shared wife.
We have our shared wife, yes. And that's really normal in the future. And honestly, now.
Yeah.
Well, and then obviously one of you guys accidentally listened to an episode.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And you, as you know, we figured out how that happened, which was that our shared wife, Io, was it was movie night. We were letting her pick the movie.
Right.
Because we're like nice husbands.
The husbands.
And movies are podcasts in the future.
And movies are podcasts. And she decided that the movie she wanted to watch was that she actually wanted to listen to Smartless, the podcast hosted by Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes, but she just called it the Sean Hayes podcast, and that accidentally made our own podcast start playing because we are Sean and Hayes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Wow.
And we heard our own show.
So we sat and listened to the whole podcast, and that's how we heard the audio deepfakes.
That's right. I was just going to say, the audio deepfakes.
Oh, my God.
So Scott Aukerman was laying in these audio deepfakes, you know, to make you guys say unfunny things.
Which you would never do.
No, it wouldn't happen because we have so much respect for our sort of podcasting forefathers and foresisters and the people before us.
And four bosses.
Yeah,
four bosses.
And I mean, they had you saying mean stuff about legendary podcasters, which I thought was totally disrespectful. And now the PC police are after you, so of course. I mean,
PC stands
police.
For Perfect Capoeira. Yeah.
And they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
The C in PC stands for Capoeira, obviously. They did use it to beat up Jeremy and Rajat, who are worms.
And you're on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have been, yeah.
Well, I mean, and then I know that you guys got your jewel scooped out.
We got our jewel scooped out.
The jewel in our lower back was de-scooped.
And I'm really worried about my future jewels being scooped out, honestly. Like, I feel like I can't imagine that world.
That's so scary.
It's so scary.
You're alive, too. Mm-hmm. You're alive, too, in this.
Okay, good.
Great.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Sorry, not both of you.
And so, like, am I... Oh.
And so you guys have to start over as beginner podcasters.
I'm sorry, so I'm not alive.
Mary, stop.
Sorry.
Well, it's just like there's got to be some stakes.
Right?
We've lost you along the way.
It can't just be that everyone is alive.
If everyone's alive, like what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
You're the only one who's dead.
So in this whole world?
Everyone we know.
Wait, everyone else is alive but me? Am I a ghost? Am I a fun ghost?
I don't know what's fun. Like,
I mean, like where I come in and I say like wisecracks and I appear every now and then and I give advice or like.
Well, you're in a lot of pain.
Mary.
Huh? Yeah.
Do you understand that, like, right now, at this moment, you are creating a permanent legacy right now? See that thing in front of you?
That's
forever. That's the microphone.
We're all fun ghosts because as podcasters, our words live on beyond our physical selves.
The rest of us get to be alive and, like, do stuff and, like, run around and do sports and stuff.
There's some future sports that are pretty awesome and fun.
That doesn't mean you are not alive. It's like Quidditch. They do Quidditch for real in the future.
It's called sports ball in the future. Everyone plays sports ball.
Everyone, Mary.
I hear you. I guess I'm just I'm just confused, like why I have to be the only one who's not alive. But I mean, you know, as such a fan of this show, I really that's like really crushing information.
Well, just to explain sports ball, which I
didn't ask.
Yeah, you seemed a little lost. So, what we realized in the future is that like all the people who kind of have this ironic detachment where they make fun of sports ball are actually really funny and right. And so we did combine all the popular sports so that it's like when someone goes like, ooh, did they put the touchdown through the basket? Go sports ball. That's actually accurate. That is what you're supposed to say in the future. Mm-hmm. They did put the touchdown through the basket.
And you're supposed to say it really sarcastically like that? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just how audiences have started to cheer. It's, again, it's adopting something that seemed mean before where the way people would talk about our podcast was often with a lot of derision, and now that's a compliment.
Well, am I wrong? I've been compiling, and Mary, we haven't talked about this, but I've been compiling like a Bible of like just stuff related to the show and stuff that I found on Reddit and sort of deep threads about this series. And from my understanding, Mary guested on a show and the PC police came after her. So, like, is that what happened, or did someone, is that just a conspiracy theory? On
she was killed. She got capoeira to death by the police. That's how they do it now in the future.
And I had no idea. I'm such a fan of this show. I had no idea that's how I died. I got capoeira to death.
Well, the problem was that you were a fan of the show and you started repeating some of our deep fakes. So you were going like, oh, I guess. And we would say pretty disgustingly controversial things. I mean, the example we've been using is that at times, maybe without even realizing it, Pete Holmes is exaggerating his laugh and that he doesn't actually find his guests as funny as he seems to, which is something we would never say. But
right.
Scott Aukerman AI has laid that in. He's not faking his laugh, but he's working it up a little bit. And so you went on your podcast and said, wow, I never even realized this, but I guess this is what's going on, and reported it to your listeners. And the PC police found you immediately and capoeira'd your head off.
And when my head off, I thought they just capoeira'd me to death. They capoeira'd my head off.
It's one and the same. Yeah.
A clean break.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I was never going to tell you.
Why, Lauren?
We have coffee every week.
Why would you not tell me that?
But I didn't want to tell you because I really loved how we connected over this show. And I just felt like if you felt like you were left out of it, you would start to turn on it. And then I wouldn't really have anyone to talk to about except for like Redditors, who, like, honestly, I don't feel very safe with. So I wasn't going to just start only conversing with Redditors about the show. I need someone in my real life who is like a fan, listener.
Can I just say, they're actually really nice.
Redditors?
Yeah, every single one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence that it rhymes with predator.
But Mary, this happens like 2980.
It's you get to so live for a really far long from time. Now.
And you you do like a lot of really
So
cool
I die
stuff.
30. Wait a minute.
You
but
do so
I'm,
much
if
traveling,
I'm thinking of
Mary,
the timeline, but if I die in 2980 and the deepfake doesn't happen till 3010, then how in timeline wise, I'm just confused about how, like, I just, and you know what, and this is just like a note about like the chronology of your lore of like you, it has to track, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense that
it's
I died
not really
in
time for notes, like we haven't even gotten this shit
well
recorded
you said to
yet.
Please give input,
yeah, but not like that.
Mary does know a lot about like lore and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So if you were open to receiving notes, like, I feel like you should hear what she has to say.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Lore the podcast.
That's
another really famous podcast.
Okay. Well, we would know about it, too. That would be taught in schools in this version.
Okay. So you don't want to hear about it now because in the future you already know.
We already know.
That's interesting.
Mary, do you not like... Do you not have any other questions, like, about... You just have these, like, weird notes and stuff. You have no other questions, like, about your life?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Wow.
That's all you... That's it?
Well, I guess, like, am I fancy? Do I have a lot of money?
We have to talk about style in 3010. Because I feel like you guys haven't really touched on what...
We talked about the pants, obviously.
Yeah, the pants have been discussed
a lot. Of course, the pants, but beyond the pants.
I need to hear more about, like, what... the options are regarding especially footwear.
And especially when a body's been dehanced, like, how does that affect what they wear?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
So footwear is an interesting conversation because, of course, as we talked about, the pants are like the dinosaur that shoot Newman.
Dinosaur that shoot Newman. Jurassic Park.
Clever girl. And then
so that we agree on.
And it shoot down the leg, and the juice, like, from the dinosaur.
Yeah, dinosaur juice.
Proverbially.
I know.
It gets in your shoes.
I know.
Right.
And so what is that shoe? We have to think about that.
So you don't know. Because I'd love to weigh in.
We have some ideas, yeah.
Okay, well, I've drawn up a couple things I wanted to show you guys because I was hoping that this would come up.
Lauren, you haven't told me about any of this.
I didn't really... Look, I just felt like I had
You're sketching things?
I had a really clear idea, but I felt like if I showed you, you might give notes like you tend to do. And like,
I'm just saying, I've been noticing that.
And I've been noticing that. I have three words as just a starting point for a shoe, and I hope it matches up with your drawing. But these three words are... stiletto duck boot.
Okay, that's so amazing because it's actually stiletto clown shoe.
Okay, interesting. Can we put a little bit of a waterproof barrier over the toe in the duck boot style just because there is so much goop coming out of the pants?
Absolutely, but I would argue that a clown shoe already has a waterproof barrier because they're always spraying water and whipped cream and stuff like that, and it's bound to get on their feet. And you don't think a clown goes home and has soppy toes.
My God, I've never, wow. And this is my privilege and my ignorance now being exposed.
Yeah.
I was ingesting the entertainment of the clowns who are so fucking funny.
Oh my God, I know.
And I was cracking up laughing, and I didn't take 1 second to think about when they get home and take those big shoes off.
If so.
Mary hired a clown to entertain her every Saturday during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, never soppy toes. So, like, when Lauren, you brought up soppy toes, I was like, I've never seen my clown with soppy toes.
He's coming to your home? Or?
He comes to my bedroom.
Inside, maskless.
Mm-hmm, maskless. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how you define mask.
Well, the mask, you can't see the makeup.
Well,
because
he still has,
well,
yeah, exactly. He still has, I mean, he has the mask of, like, he's a clown.
The makeup's pretty thick, yeah.
It's really thick.
Mm-hmm. And he wakes you up, and he's being funny.
Yeah, basically he puts his face right on mine.
Wow.
And he makes funny noises. You. Yeah, he kisses me.
Okay, that's kissing.
And it's really funny.
Okay.
And I just laugh and I laugh and I laugh. And he look, kisses I'll tell you tickle. This.
You know what's funnier than kisses? Sex. Sex is
oh my God,
so
sex is so
funny.
So funny. It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
I just crack up.
I've gotten some good laughs with it. But we can't get sidetracked on Mary's clown. Because as excited as I was that you had listened and that we weren't going to have to do such a long recap, I feel like now we're halfway through the episode and we've done maybe even less work than we've done on these other disastrous episodes because we're dealing with Mary's notes. We're dealing with the clown stuff. We're defining ourselves, which is important. Yes. Is productive. Yes. Mm-hmm. Is crucial in today's society. Yes. But is maybe not the best use of our recording time on the podcast.
And what I want, like, you know, even before we record lines, I wanted from the two of you, how this is basically, what we're doing is basically a movie, right? It's like, this is, like, this is at kind of at the scale, the, like, imagination scale of a movie. And you two have.
It's big movie energy.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Can I say?
Structure. Act one, act two, act three.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And you two, I mean, like, you're doing this. You're doing movies.
You're doing movies.
Lauren is making friends with that dinosaur that we talked about.
You two are big energy.
And Mary's like that family. The family. The like, remember this?
Family.
I'm the family.
You know this?
Yeah, with Christmas.
You remember
dress,
that family?
With the Christmas family?
Yeah, and people are like, you have to see this family. Some of them are weird, I think.
Yes, you
some of them are
right?
mean.
You get it.
You may recognize
yes!
yourself in this family.
That was it. Yes, some of them are weird. The
some
family.
Of them are weird. Right? The whole Christmas family.
Yeah.
And so, I guess I want to talk, like, something is wrong about, like, how we've prepped for this. I guess I just want to know, like, how a day begins on one of these movies. So, like, we can, I guess, get off to a better start than we have it. So, like, actor
are you
comes
catching
in.
Everyone up on the rest of the movie every day? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Do they do this like we do and say, here's what happened in the whole movie?
Yeah. So, usually, what they'll do is they'll kind of, so every day on a set, like a one of the actors gets assigned to recap the movie for everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're supposed to like do voices.
One of the actors does it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess because they can like do all the voices. And
that's
stuff.
It. Yeah. They want them to do voices and like maybe put on hats and stuff. So like it, just to make it really clear who's who. So
I hate that I'm doing this when I was the one who wanted to move this along. What hats?
Okay. So for example, like and when I was in Jurassic World, yes, I was only there for a few days, but one of my days that I was there, I was assigned to recap the film up until that point.
Well, hang on, hang on. You dropped this, Queen. When I was in Jurassic World, and it's so casual. Hold on.
Okay, so, no, I'm
Queen,
totally.
You dropped this.
Thank you so much. Thank you for my crown. But funny enough, a crown is one of the hats that I wore when I was recapping the film because I'm kind of, that's my Bryce Dallas Howard hat. Mm-hmm. So the actor is allowed to choose hats that represent the other actors and characters.
Is it like a gold crown or is it like a Jughead, like kind of crown hat from Archie?
It was really, really tiny, but it was like Jughead. So
and
it's
your
just
character
like, right
in
here.
That movie, of course, wore a like a flat brim. Ruka hat, the RVCA hat.
Yeah, and I had a surfboard behind me for every scene, just because it kind of gives backstory.
Sure.
But
show, don't tell.
Exactly.
That you surfed to work.
Of course I surfed to work. I don't feel like I have to explain that. But I was able to kind of, so I was a little nervous because I had to stand up in front of everyone. I hadn't really met anyone yet and I had to recap the movie and I wasn't even sure if I fully understood since I obviously hadn't been there for any of the stuff they'd shot.
Right.
And so I did my best and.
But they wound up retconning some of the ideas in that movie to match what you told people on set that day.
They had to because a lot of the background was like crying and stuff in the scene that we were doing because of what I said.
That was really scary.
Yeah, and nothing
so
really
powerful.
Scary had happened yet. So they had to kind of
make
put
the raptors be a weapon in the army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone
come
was
on.
Crying. Everyone was crying when they said that.
Yeah.
In the movie.
So all the background actors were crying. And so they had to make it make sense. So I felt kind of guilty because they lost like a couple million doing that. But that's show business, right, Mary?
Made it better.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Yeah, they found it again.
Yeah.
Talk about the weird family.
Yeah, what happened with the weird on the weird family?
Well, basically, okay, so it was a Christmas family, as you know, and
some of them
I remember.
Some of them
and I remember when I had to do the recap. I had my hat was I had a beret.
Emily in Paris.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I actually got in trouble that day on set because I did not properly recap the movie.
You got a lot of stuff wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
I got a lot of stuff wrong.
And it's crazy because you wrote it.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which was confusing.
That's hurtful.
Yeah. And Cleo was really upset and confused. And I got in trouble. And I basically, you know, I got accused of trying to force some of the plot of Emily and Paris on.
But we
the
were addicted to it
family.
At that time. I mean, it became such a part of the fabric of our
lives.
Well,
that's what I said. That's what I said to Clea and everybody else. I was like, listen, I know. And you have to be relevant, is what I said.
My favorite part of Emily and Paris is how there's like a really skilled woman who speaks French, who is like high powered, and she gets this job. And then she gets pregnant, so she decides to not do it at all and give it to somebody who has no skills. I love that.
That's the best part.
That part was good, yes.
Yeah.
But I loved seeing the France.
Oh,
I
love France.
The croissants. The croissants. And
the
Oh my God. The pastries, yes.
And the shoes and the bags.
And the walk, yes. Mm-hmm.
The bags. The I don't want to see a pregnant
Emily
lady.
Emily brought so many purses and shoes.
So many necklaces.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Emily, like when I got the script, I like a lot of people don't see this, but when they introduce Emily and they just say like, we meet Emily, 24, no skills, in parentheses. I was like, wow, this is really like setting an interesting tone. Like maybe, and she acquires like one or two over the course.
You'd never see that. Not even social skills.
Yeah. No skills.
No skills at all.
Yeah. No.
So interesting. I love that arc.
Yeah.
I love that for her.
It gave us somewhere to go.
Which is my main note for actually for your.
Oh no.
Okay. Well, at least this is for the your main show. One.
Well, it's okay. Finally, it's one of 20 main ones.
Oh, wow.
But this is one of them. It's like, what's the arc? You know?
But this is why I had to pull back. This is why I had to pull back. This is why I had to. What I'm trying to say is, this is why I had to pull back from the coffees, because it felt like you were getting too critical of the boys. And I felt like, not only am I, like, I'm not saying everything they do is right.
But, I'm fucking dead in the future.
But you didn't even know that. Until now.
It's true. When it comes to, and you're obsessed with like timeline stuff and like who knew what and like what year or whatever. And it's true. When the coffees were happening, you didn't know that because you just found out right now.
You don't even know what happens in our coffees, Hayes.
Well, I know that you didn't know that because I just said it right now.
Mary, if it makes you feel better, it happens off screen and no one talks about it.
What?
So that like it feels like you're picturing this really sad part of the movie or something. And it's like,
yeah,
oh, I'm gonna be upset. But it's
a
like
podcast.
Wait, you know, nobody
just, like,
talks
say everything
about
everything that
it.
Happens in the entire world.
If and nobody talks about it, then it's not even true. Then it's not true.
It no, because
if
Mary,
a tree falls in a podcast, Mary. You don't hear it, it's not real.
But all the characters know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can kind of hear
off,
so you can kind of hear off screen your head sailing off into the distance.
You can hear like, my head.
Yeah, there's like a kathunk sound. Yeah,
I'm screaming. I'm decapitated, but I'm screaming.
In the future, that's possible, right?
Yeah, the science has advanced. Yeah. You don't.
Well, what happens
live
to
any
jewel?
Longer? You can make noise.
Your jewel.
Yes, my jewel in my body.
It falls out and it kind of slips down your pant leg. It's really embarrassing.
What? It was like, loose?
It gets in your clown shoe and yeah.
That's like
I had a loose jewel.
If in 2021 you died while pooping. That's like
it
the same.
Like
in
that,
that time,
like,
that's what that is.
And like, the jewels like, really stink. Because they're really close to your butt. This yeah. is just
mine
like,
specifically or everybody's?
Everybody's.
Everyone, okay. Yeah. Okay. It's collecting your butt.
Well, like, that's what's kind of sick. And fumes. I actually wanted to ask about that just with the people who steal the jewels. Do they ever acknowledge the worms? I mean, do they ever acknowledge the stench or do they kind of like it?
They like it.
The worms like it.
Yeah.
They're so pathetic.
Like what about the secret doctors? Do they like it or are they just scientists?
They're so grimy. It's like, it's not about like or dislike for them. They're high on these weird future drugs. So it's like, they're not even experiencing reality in the same way you or I think of it. They're totally neutral on everything that's happening around them. They're like soulless. It's Gabrus and Wangert.
So in my storyline, how long do I mourn Mary?
Just to well, you know, the word mourn is right in there. So it's like one morning.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Cause I do.
Morning.
You have a really sad morning.
And you slept
so
in that day too.
But I have
so
many podcasts to get to.
Yeah.
Like, Lauren.
It's a character. Like I'm just saying like for the story.
But you're totally fine with it. You're totally fine with just mourning.
I don't have
for a whole morning.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it because time is different in 3010. Like a morning is pretty long.
Yeah.
How long is a morning?
It's like, how long is it now?
Now it's like, I guess, 12 hours.
Okay,
not
so
really,
it's not really though, because that's when the news says that something happened at 1 a.m. It's like, not
that's
really.
That's night.
It's right. 1 a.m.
That happened.
It happened 1 a.m. at night.
It's so dark.
So when does morning start? What?
Six.
What? Six. Okay, fine. So 6 hours.
Okay,
now
so,
it's 6 hours. So what is it in 3010?
Okay, but 11 is early afternoon.
Yeah, once you get to 11, even that's lunch. Because
you could have lunch at 11.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So 6 to 10, but who is even up at 6? So I would say 7 to 10 is morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so as far as this is concerned, like Lauren, you stop grieving when Mary's head has just kind of stopped rolling.
And then whose podcast am I doing right when that's done? Just to know what kind of energy I'm going into.
That's a great question. Hmm. Feels like, well, what do people probably go, Jake what and Amir. Do people go on? Who? What, Sean?
I was saying Jake and Amir would maybe be a
people
good.
People go on Jake and
that'll
Amir
pick
to
your
grieve.
Spirits up. Yeah,
I think they that's go good because it's like I'm
they
too
go on
sad,
if I were you.
And they're just so silly that they're going to bring me right up.
They're out
and
of control.
How,
silly.
I just want to ask, how long is my head rolling? So my head sails through the air, and then where does it roll to, and for how long?
Well,
I just want to know from my story.
It lands at the top of a water slide, so
you and then it goes right, down.
Yeah, oh. And so yeah, so it's rolling for a little while. I mean, it shoots down the slide, and then
well, first
it sort of gets stuck in the filter,
attendant.
And it's spinning.
First, so the attendant at the top has to say go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I don't want to drown a kid. I don't want to like land on a kid. With
does
my
the
head
go wee when it goes down the slide?
It's a little.
It works
wee.
On
it's
that
a sad
too. The same
wee.
Technology. The same technology that they wee. Use to let people scream after their heads have been kicked off. They allow it to say "wee" when it's like doing some kind
if it,
of fun.
If
ride.
It goes down, a, yeah,
and I
a
sort
ride
of think
or...
that same technology should then allow me to just be a sentient head for the rest of my. Like I should still be alive. I'm just a head.
That wouldn't be the same technology then. The technology we're talking about allows you to scream immediately after your head gets capoeira kicked off your body. Say
but
"wee" if you
say
go
wee.
Down a ride. You can go. Ooh, ah, ooh.
That's fine. I can develop
as you're
my
getting,
own
like,
language.
No, getting
that would
stuck
not
in the filter.
Mary, no one wants to be friends with you if that's all you're going to say.
And that's I would... it.
If you're going to go, ooh, ah, and then you're going to say, well, ooh, ah, ooh, means coffee. I'm like, I don't have time to learn this code.
No, come on, because she's doing podcast. She's, you know, Jake and Amir aren't going to want that on mic.
It's too confusing. It's like a one person having a language is not really, doesn't make sense.
The other thing, like if you want Mary, like your legacy at that point is they do have the technology to put your head on the porch and there's like a motion sensor for Halloween. So when people are walking up, you're like, hey, kid.
Oh, so yeah, I can say, hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
That's it.
Somebody see my like
glasses.
Yeah. Where are my glasses? And that's kind mm-hmm. of funny that like you're just a head. You should be looking for more than just your glasses. Like you lost your entire
that
body.
Your whole
funny.
Body. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And they like sit them on top of your head. So like
that's
oh,
funny.
She's just very absent minded.
That's really funny.
That's funny.
That's so
okay,
funny.
I'm okay
so,
with it. I'm okay with it.
You're okay. Getting big laughs in this. I mean, none of yeah. this is on screen, but.
Oh, what?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's a podcast, first of all.
Well, what I like about it is like it's the universe is so flushed out. Like if yeah. we know that that's happening on some stoop nearby, think about what's happening in every single house on this block and so on and mm-hmm. so forth for the entire universe in the podcast. Like, I think mm-hmm. that's just really, really, really well
it's really
done.
Rich.
I yeah. mean, I have good news for you, Mary, which is we didn't think you would be as involved that you have sort of sidetracked us so greatly that. For the final product, we are going to have to use some of the audio of you being like, I'm dead. And that'll be in the show now. We don't really have anything else from you guys.
But Sean, you just, I'm sorry, and I don't want to fight this because I think Mary probably will be happy that she's in the show now. But you said like her death happens off screen. Of course, there are no screens because it's a podcast. But now it is on screen. So
well, it's going to have to be because we just don't have anything else. Like we haven't gotten any audio from you.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Well, I feel like I'm not saying anything on the show now, and that's kind of a problem.
I want you to. I mean, our whole idea was that you two were sort of the or really just you, Lauren, were the leaders of the sort of freedom fighting resistance.
Why did you invite me,
Mary? It really worked out.
To do the
for
recap,
you
did a good job.
Yeah,
no, Mary, it worked out. Like
we think
got
you're really nice.
We pitched that idea to you,
but Mary, you got a huge part now, and I don't even have any part. Like at this point,
to be the only person who's dead in the future, that's fascinating. That's
and weird. as far as like the actual dialogue of the show goes, you have more lines than I do at this point. I haven't even recorded any lines for the show. I've just recapped the show and then I basically teed you up to have like a huge part where you get killed.
We just basically we were thinking that we would come to you, Lauren, and say like, hey, we don't want to run forever. We want to take the fight back to Scott Aukerman AI.
Mm. Okay.
And that you were going to sort of help us hatch a plan to infiltrate the giant supercomputer where Scott's AI lives.
Yeah.
you know, where people can talk to and have sex with it. And then
right.
that you would help us break in there and like dismantle it. And then, I guess try to escape. Maybe we get captured. I don't know. We were hoping you'd figure that out.
And you sort of represent this revolution in podcasting, that basically began with the concept of the guest becoming the host and the host becoming
right,
the guest.
Right, of course. Yes. And so with that in mind, like, I'm actually open to having Mary be like in the scene with me. Like, here's a pitch. Wow. Like, and I'm just open to this if you guys are, and feel free to totally nix it. But what if like Mary is like a head on a stick that I sort of carry around?
Okay.
And she can only make like the ooh ah noises that you were talking about.
And I can say, hey kid, hey, where's kid. My glasses?
Yeah.
That's good.
So she can
I'm fine with that.
Save it for the scene, but yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. So she
And does she
do
have
that.
A little like tap one of those like tap lights on her like in her on her tongue or something, so that like she can be like a flashlight sort
of? Yeah, because I use her as like a walking stick and a flashlight and okay. like and a weapon if need be.
Wow. How's that working? Oh. You're just hitting people.
If I hit people with the stick and the head on it. Yeah.
And I can say ouch because I think that's one of the things I can say.
Yeah, that's
cool. I think you can say ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, that kind of
ah. Okay.
That's like for like a dog toy or something, like with impact.
It does other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your mouth opens, you probably sing happy birthday like a card.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then if you fart, it comes out of the stick and it goes.
But I don't have a butt.
It just comes out of the
That's
stick.
That's why it comes out of the stick. If you had a butt, it would come out of the butt. But you have a stick, so it comes out of the stick.
That's why I said like, that. So, anyways. Like,
We got to hold your hand through.
So I have a hand.
Yeah.
What?
Mary.
What?
Okay, so can you recap sort of what I'm supposed to say? Because I got so caught up in writing Mary yeah. apart and trying to make sure that she was okay.
And that's what she does, is like she is just a fucking
I'm
energy
here.
Vampire.
I'm right
like
here.
She just sucks up all of your focus, and it's like, what am I doing? What am I doing? I don't have a butt. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, we'll deal with this.
It's
but
honestly
we
not
also
the, it's not the first time she's said that.
I have never said I don't have a butt to you. I've never said that. Name one time I've said that.
That time when your butt got caught in the toilet and then when you
That
got
was
out.
One time. Okay, one time.
But all Lauren said was it's not the first time you've said it. She didn't say you say it all the time. She basically yeah. said
and that
one
wasn't
other
like
time
a,
it came up.
Honestly, hearing about it after the fact, that wasn't like a plausible story that like you didn't have a butt, so how could it get caught in the toilet?
Yeah, what's stuck in the
no,
toilet then?
No, you guys didn't
Something
let me finish.
Stuck in
the- you oh, didn't yeah. let me finish. Okay. She cut me off. Her butt got stuck in the toilet, and then she got up, and the butt was still in the toilet because it got stuck. And so then
oh,
she
wow.
said,
so
I don't
she
have a
actually
butt.
Didn't have a butt for that time. And you had to reach into the toilet to get it out? That's so gross.
No, I lowered myself back into the toilet and got it reattached.
Okay. Hmm.
And then I stood up at an angle, and that helped.
I feel like, again, we are getting a little bit sidetracked, yeah. you know, with this
sure.
story. Like, this, we're not going to be able to use that.
Let's do the scene.
Please.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
they
in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. what's going on, but I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric the that peak. Is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mac and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mac Weldon ads? Mac and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that yes. For the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason
yes.
That we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay. We're fleeing from Beginner's Beach, and we come upon this like abandoned like facility, and we walk inside, and we're escaping. And this person walks out of the darkness, holding like a weird head on a stick with light coming out of it. And we're like, "Hello, like who are you?"
It's me, Lauren Lapkus.
Hey, kid, where's my glasses?
Okay.
Guys, Mary died, and I put her on a stick.
Did that just come out of the stick?
Yeah, she doesn't have a butt.
Yeah, obviously.
She has a stick.
Wow.
That's obvious.
Ooh, ah.
She's trying to say coffee.
Like, turn that off or something? It just, like, doesn't feel like it should be a part of what we're doing right now.
She's trying to say coffee. Okay, I'm just going to hit her on the head.
Wow, that's not the right noise.
We're working on that.
We're trying to like escape from like Scott Aukerman put audio deepfakes in our show, and he's trying to like send the police to capoeira us.
We're on the run. You probably can actually tell who we really are, even though we had our jewels scooped out, because you can just see that we're actually naturally just so kind of funny and cool, and people are just liking what we're doing, even though we're not even trying that hard.
Yeah, it's interesting because I actually wasn't sure at first, but I was just enjoying what you guys were saying. And then I was like, I think I know who these guys are. So I'm really glad to see you guys. And I'm so glad you're okay. But there's not much time left, it seems like.
Yeah, it seems like we're running out of time. So we have to plan.
Hey, kid.
Okay.
She's saying yeah. Hi. She remembers you.
Hi.
So we're
I really learned her. Sorry, Hayes, but I really learned her language. She kind of made up this language that is just for her. And honestly, I figured it
like
out.
Like Coco.
Ooh,
Like when Coco knew that Robin Williams died.
She just said it was like when Coco knew what Robin Williams died.
Wow. So we're tired of running. Lauren, you know Scott Aukerman better than anyone.
Inside and out.
What? How can we fight back, defeat Scott Aukerman?
You have to go for his one weakness. Can you guess?
Okay, we just said we don't have like a ton of time.
I'd feel more comfortable if you guessed.
Okay.
And well, I would, I guess like to set, like, are we each going to do one guess?
Yeah, yeah, you each do one, and then I'll tell you if you're right, and if you're not right, I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, I guess my first guess is like just rolling with the initial premise.
Okay, Hayes.
I'll say I guess like someone talking a little too early.
Wow, you're both right, but at the same time, there's one more thing.
Okay, what is it?
It's really personal.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So you're not gonna. You're not gonna say.
Can we know?
I don't feel good. I don't feel good sharing it.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I thought just from like your surroundings, you were like leading the resistance or something. But like, yeah, I guess if it's really personal, like, that's actually like that makes me trust you even more.
No, I'll tell you what it is.
Oh. Okay.
I want you to trust me less. Basically, like, yours were really concise, and it's just a little bit harder to explain. I kind of thought you would guess it, but
okay.
Basically, he's afraid to use like any. He's afraid. Okay, so here's the deal. So okay. Scott doesn't like it when he has to go to the bathroom, and he has to go like in a place where people might hear him. So he will go like deep into a yard or something. And then he kind of will, he has this whole system where he poops into like palm fronds. And then wow. he like, he has Andy Richter like fan them on people. And.
Wow. Whoa.
God, this.
This, and, I what you thought we were gonna guess this,
and then
it's
like,
so weird. You thought we were gonna guess it, but even as you say it, you don't appear to know what it is.
No, I do, I do, I do, I do. I'm just like, I feel really bad that I'm telling you.
Sure.
And so like, then when that happens, he'll be like, Andy, where did how did it go? And then Andy will kind
of that's
check
one
in.
Of the three questions.
And Andy will check in and see, and then yeah, actually, I and then after that, what happens is
wait, why'd you say actually?
So then, what everything that happens after that is like, just because from what he's done, so he's really embarrassed, and then comes back in the house and
he who is embarrassed?
Scott.
Okay.
And then he gives Kulop a little kiss, and wow. then.
That's nice.
And then he goes and does an episode of Comedy Bang Bang, and he feels really scared.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't remember what we were talking about.
No, me neither. Me neither. Well, it seems like, you know, since in this world that we all occupy, he is like just a supercomputer that exists as an AI. Maybe we should focus less on how he goes to the bathroom. And I'm just pitching this, and you're the leader of the resistance, so I don't want to step on your toes at all. But maybe you know like where the main microchip is or something.
Oh yeah, totally. No, I do. So Kulop has like this little section in her bedroom where she keeps all of her rings, and inside that wow. is where the microchip is. And it's not locked. It's just it blends right in with all the rings. But you guys were really close with the stuff that you guessed.
You know that I don't even know why I said that.
Okay, so this is me talking outside the show again. That was amazing. That just the one story alone,
yeah.
about his weakness was like three times as much content as we've got from we've any got other.
It's yeah, true.
It's gonna be so good.
Amazing.
And I
felt,
just Mary saying "we" at the wrong time was more useful than anything Paul did.
And I felt like everything I said made so much sense. Like it's really good stuff. Oh, and so
gorgeous.
I'm really
it's great
happy.
Lore. Like seeing it's it great as it was lore. Being
we're described. Using every second of it.
I was
yeah,
really
it was
happy.
So
about
like
it.
Visually compelling.
That's so awesome.
The characters' motivations were really clear.
So good.
Yeah, I agree.
So this is great, and that takes us into like basically the final showdown where we go to their house.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh God.
And like this is like fantasy fulfillment, honestly, for like the listener to get the chance to like see Kulop's rings.
Oh,
yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Like to actually like open that drawer and like see all those rings.
And
I
look
love
at the rings.
That the microchip blends in with rings. Mm-hmm. I love it that. That's like really, cool. That's such a fun detail.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's really cool. That was so smart.
That was really interesting. So. Is that because her rings are like kind of flat or
the microchip
is the microchip
is round because in 3010 yeah. it's anything, right? So
right.
it looks
right.
like
microchips
so
have advanced.
Yeah, 100% looks like a ring. So wow. yeah.
And you could wear a microchip as a ring, like if you want to keep it with you.
Sometimes people in the future do that, right, guys? Like they will get married with sort of like mm-hmm. microchips that are like their life story. And
well, what's interesting is we go through all the rings, right? And I don't want to spoil the next episode, but we're going through all the rings. And we're like, oh, this isn't the one. This isn't the one. And then we realize that it's on her finger.
Wow.
And you're going to have to chop it off.
Wow.
No, we have to actually marry Kulop instead of
we have to marry her and then exchange rings.
Yeah.
That seems good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so good to see you guys.
It's been special.
Honestly.
Do you want to plug anything?
Mary?
No, just
Lauren?
You, Lauren.
What? Wait a minute. But we're not in the future. We're
okay,
right
so
now.
I will plug Newcomers, my podcast
I'm just confused
with Nicole
about...
Byer, where we watch things for the first time that we've
never
seen.
But I just feel
seen.
Like I'm alive right now.
And we did Star Wars and we did Lord of the Rings. And now our new season is all about Tyler Perry movies. And then I also want to plug Threedom, which is my show with her and Paul F. Tompkins. And I have a Patreon if you want to go to that.
Yeah, and I guess I'll plug things now. Oh, great. So.
Oh, what? You thought I was going to talk over you?
I thought.
Because, I mean, I can if you want me to.
No, I don't want
like,
you to.
Make you more comfortable, I could totally keep
it
going.
It wouldn't make me more comfortable.
If no, it makes you feel more at ease, I'll just talk over you while you do it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, well, yeah.
Okay, so.
So, whatever Mary is talking about.
No,
what,
Mary,
well, Mary, what
is there anything?
Whatever, Mary, just say whatever you want.
Mary, do you have anything?
She's not really saying anything. Even,
well, there's
even
like Wild Horses.
Over her, I can
we do
tell
Wild. Well, like we do
Wild Horses.
Wild Horses.
You think with
like,
Warren? Yeah.
No, but you want to plug Wild Horses? Just go ahead. Say Wild Horses.
Okay, so Wild Horses.
Just plug Wild
you
Horses.
Can watch,
she can.
I'm trying.
She can watch it whenever she wants.
She can.
Mm-hmm.
Just so
say whatever you want to say about it.
I'm trying to.
No,
so
yeah, let's let Mary get it out.
Yeah,
I don't think you're trying to get it out.
Wild Horses
is
around, and we do a show,
a virtual show.
What, you know
well,
what?
Mary.
Okay, great. Kevin, mark that cut.
Got it.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss their glory days. The boys have a little fun with being cousins, and the flagrant ones talk to Brian Scalabrine. Check out the podcast 5 days a week at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.